This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Bernie Sanders has decisively won the Nevada Democratic caucuses, solidifying his lead for his party's presidential nomination. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports.
After a virtual tie in Iowa, victory in New Hampshire, and a clear win in Nevada, Senator Bernie Sanders called for party unity.
If we stand together, we will not only defeat Trump, we will transform this country and create a government and an economy that works for all of us, not wealthy campaign contributors. Thank you all very much.
Joe Biden, although a distant second, was upbeat.
You know, the press is ready to declare people dead quickly, but we're alive and we're coming back and we're going to win.
Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Just outside the White House this morning, President Donald Trump weighed in on yesterday's caucus.
No, I think it was a great win for Bernie Sanders. We'll see how it all turns out. They've got a lot of winning to do. I hope they treat him fairly. Frankly, I don't care who I run against. I just hope they treat him fairly.
President Trump is on his way to India today for a trade meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. South Korea has raised its alert level for the corona disease to the highest level, and President Moon Jae-in urged officials to not hesitate to take unprecedented powerful measures to contain the outbreak. As new cases were reported Sunday, President Moon said the next few days will be crucial. Korea's Center for Disease Control and Prevention said of the 123 new cases reported today, South Korea now has 556 reported coronavirus cases. This is VOA News. People were desperately digging by hand in Turkey earlier today to reach survivors as at least 9 people died and 37 were injured in Turkey, where a magnitude 5.7 earthquake struck the border region with Iran. Turkish officials said schools in several villages were destroyed and about 25 ambulances, one rescue helicopter, and teams of medics made their way to the quake-hit region. Reports said the region is known for its powerful earthquakes. Iran's interior minister said on Sunday that turnout in the country's parlamentary election on February 21st was around 42%. State TV reported that participation since Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution is the lowest ever. State TV also said that the former Tehran mayor Mohammad Baghar Kalibaf, a top contender for the post of parliamentary speaker, was the top winner in the capital with more than 1.2 million votes. A first group of 76 Ethiopian refugees have voluntarily returned home from Kenya's sprawling Kakuma camp this weekend. The UN Refugee Agency has organized this voluntary repatriation operation with the support of the UN Migration Agency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The majority of refugees who have returned are from Ethiopia's Somali region. Many have been living in exile for up to 12 years. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than half of those returning in this first transport are women and children, including some who have been born and reared in the Kakuma refugee camp. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Mantu tells VOA the refugees have fled persecution and instability in their country, but conditions have changed.
And you're ready to go back home and return back to your country, to your community. So it's quite a big occasion. It's very significant.
The UNHCR expects to repatriate more than 4,000 other Ethiopian refugees from Kenya and 500 from Djibouti this year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands more refugees are expected to return to their homes that they fled many years ago. It's a new beginning in South Sudan, a day after President Salva Kiir dissolved the previous government. Opposition leader Riek Machar, who has sworn in as his deputy, Kiir declared the country can now move forward.
We solemnly swear that we will work together to preserve the lives of our people and preserve their unity.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.